Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the OWC studios, OWC is your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Be sure to check out OWC.com/into. Special products and pricing for our Into Tomorrow listeners at OWC.com/INTO. I am Dave Graveline. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of February 22nd, 2019. Delighted to have you with us. Erasmo's in the control room, Horatio up north in New York City, working with the broadcast every week still, and here in the studio with me in Miami,
Chris Graveline.
Remember, we're your GasX for tech. We'll help solve your digital dilemmas and answer questions that you may have about anything involving consumer tech. So we take your calls and an occasional email, and stay tuned because we'll let you know what prizes we have available these days as well to share with you when we hear you on the air.
Although using Apple's naming structure, we would be your Gas 10 for tech.
Gas 10.
You put iPhone X, we call it iPhone 10.
I get it, unfortunately. I actually got it. Okay, we'll do that. How about instead we provide some tech news and perhaps some commentary while we're at it.
Okay.
All right.
So Google's Nest Secure, a $400 home security system, had a microphone, or has a microphone, but you wouldn't know that from their specs or the company itself.
Yeah, because they didn't bother to tell anyone.
Yeah.
List it on their specs even. How would anyone know they were listening?
Yeah, so this came to light after February 4th when Google announced that its voice assistant would be coming to the Nest Secure. The microphone wasn't listed on the technical specs, and it was not publicized in Google. Now, the company said that the omission was a mistake. A Google spokesperson said, the on-device microphone was never intended to be a secret and should have been listed in the tech specs. That was an error on our part. The microphone has never been on and is only activated when users specifically enable the option. They added that Nest Secure had the microphone for future features, like detecting the sound of glass breaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Which you would think, if that's the case, you see, that would be a feature of a security item that they would tout. That it has that feature, but no. They chose to not say a word. And usually with any electronic item, there's specs, and it tells you what it has, the items there, some basic specifications. Nope, didn't say anything about a speaker. And with so many people understandably concerned these days about privacy and what tech companies are listening to, you got to wonder what the heck was going through their minds. You know, let's just not tell anyone. We'll call it a mistake if anyone catches it. We just won't tell anyone that we have a microphone built in.
Well, it was kind of like, you know, Amazon's answer to the people that were concerned that the Echo devices were listening all the time. And they say, well, no, it's only listening for the wake word. Well, you just said it right there. It's listening. It has to obviously be listening all the time to hear that wake word.
Of course. No, but we mean we're not listening. Yeah, okay, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, get a life. I'm sure there's not somebody sitting there listening to whatever I'm saying in my living room or bedroom. Gee, I have one in the bedroom. And instead, they're just hearing the TV in the background, and they're thinking, well, that's a pretty boring life. So they move on to Erasmo. He has a much more fun life, I'm sure. he's kind of agreeing. Yeah, maybe, depends. But there you go. So Google Nest Secure. Yeah. That's what they called the hub.
Yeah.
Maybe not so secure. Jeez, you got to wonder about that. Now, if you use Siri a lot, and you guys do, don't you? You're always talking to Siri.
I wouldn't say a lot. I use it sometimes.
Okay. Well, you may be interested to know that Apple just bought a company called Pullstring. It's a voice startup specializing in artificial intelligence that has helped create skills for Alexa and Google Assistant. The company reportedly paid a little less than $100 million for Poolstring and is expected to use it to bolster Siri's repertoire of apps and services. So Apple says to Poolstring, hey, we're going to buy you for a little less than $100 million, and you're going to be happy about it. Of course, I would probably say, sure, you know, give me that money. I'll take it in all singles and run to the bank with a big truck, I guess. But now Siri supposedly will be able to do more things because of Poolstring's technology, which they didn't, Apple didn't develop themselves, which is better. A lot of companies just buy companies that do what it is they're looking for. Makes sense. Why reinvent the wheel when you got somebody already doing it?
True. You know, and speaking of these assistants, am I the only one that yells at my Alexa when she doesn't hear what I said the first time?
Yes, I don't yell, well, because that would be rude, because she would probably cry or something.
Well, because she was being stubborn like that this morning as I'm leaving to come to the studio. You know, I say, you know, Alexa, turn off the dining room light. And nothing happened. So I figure, okay, well, maybe I didn't pause long enough. So I said, Alexa, I waited to make sure that little blue ring lit up. Turn off the dining room light. Nothing happened. So then I start yelling, Alexa, turn off the dining room light. Okay. And then the light goes off. So, but I didn't realize that I was conscious that I was actually raising my voice and yelling because she didn't hear me. But yeah, I got angry because she was like, you know, I would have stayed married if I wanted to have to be talking to somebody who wasn't paying attention to me.
Okay, that's a pretty good analogy. Well, I've had a similar problem lately with Google Home Mini. Because I'll tell Google Home, if I'm coming in the studio, I'll say, turn off the office lights. Because why should my office lights stay on if I'm going to be in the studio for 3 hours? Save a little electricity, hug a tree, whatever. But now, Google is turning off the office lights and the control room lights. And there is no connection between the two. I even checked. I said, somehow did that get in the routine, or did, you know, so I went into office, and no, it's my office track lights and the office fan lights. Okay, fine. No mention of control room, but you and Erasmo working in the control room, I hear, hey! Every time I tell it turn off the office light, why are you turning off our lights? I'm not. Google's doing it.
I thought you were doing it to mess with us.
Well, the first couple times, yeah, because it was funny. But not since. And I don't know why it's doing that, and I can't figure it out. It's probably Leviton's fault, because it's their equipment, and it's reading the wrong thing, because Alexa doesn't do it. Which, then maybe, so then maybe it's not Leviton's fault. Because I'll tell Alexa to turn off the office lights, and it doesn't turn off your control room lights. You see? What a dilemma. I should call 800-899-INTO and ask that tech show, why is it doing that, and how do we fix it?
You should.
All right, consider this a call.
Okay, so answer it. It's called Ask Dave, not Ask Chris.
Oh, gosh, I'm in trouble.
A Tinder-inspired app in the UK is helping farmers match up potential partners for their cattle.
Okay, why are you always doing dating apps, and now you're doing a dating app for cows?
I don't know. The app called Tudder. Tudder, T-U-D-D-E-R.
Okay, that's utter nonsense, but all right.
It's a mix on the name Tinder and the word utter.
Oh.
It lets farmers swipe right on cattle that they like the look of. And I know what you're thinking, though. They're not for themselves, for their cattle. They are then directed to a page on the Sell My Livestock website, where they can browse more pictures and data about the animals before deciding whether to buy. Information is available on matters like milk yield and protein content or calving potential. The makers believe Tudder is the first ever matchmaking app for livestock. As with the human equivalent, farmers use smartphones to first choose whether they are looking for a male or female, swiping through photos, right for yes, left for no, until they find a match.
Wouldn't that be farmersonly.com?
I guess.
I hear their commercials all the time. Wow. Tudder.
Yeah, so if you're a farmer and you're looking to match up your cattle, then check that. Although you have to be
with your other cattle. Right. Although make sure you say that.
But I think right now it's only in the UK, so you have to be listening to us over there right now. But,
well, we do have a lot of folks that listen, yeah. A lot of UK subscribers to our free podcast. And if you are not one of them, why not? Intotomorrow.com, sign up, get our free podcast. And then you, too, can hear the utter nonsense that we spew every week.
Although, you know, with all these apps using these swiping features, I wish I held the patent on that swipe right or swipe left because, you know.
Somebody does.
Somebody's rich.
Somebody's getting some money for that. So you've heard about the brand that just became the first brand to top 100 million Instagram followers. Have you heard about this? Erasmo, heard about this? Nope. The most interesting part of this story is the brand that set the mark. You might think something like Nike or Budweiser or something would be the first to get 100 million followers on Instagram, but it was actually National Geographic.
Interesting.
The first brand, company, organization, what have you, to top 100 million Instagram followers. And I could see that.
Well, yeah,
it's always beautiful nature pictures, animals, things of that sort. And a lot of people are into that.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a photo app, and National Geographic's been famous for years for their photography.
Yep. We had gone, you, me, and Cameron, and some friends, we went to Everglades City, met up with Beth, and the girls came over from Naples the other day. And I happened to be wearing a T-shirt that I like to wear that gets a lot of attention that says National Sarcastic Society with the National Geographic yellow square box, so it catches your attention. And then it says underneath, like I care. You're about what you think, or so. I don't know. I wear the shirt. I wasn't reading it.
Like we need your support.
That's it. Okay, thank you. Like we need your support. But I had more comments from perfect strangers. Well, some weren't quite so perfect, but strangers that walked by and say, "Love your shirt." And it was like, oh, I had to look down and remember what I was wearing because it was just kind of a funny thing. But that reminded me about, there you go. They topped 100 million followers. Not the National Sarcastic Society, but National Geographic Society did. So if you're not following them, why don't you start being their 200 millionth follower?
Well, because if it was the National Sarcastic Society, they would have just, you know, issued a two-word press release that just said, yeah, whatever.
Or so what?
Yeah.
I like that. So I think I should actually start that society myself, because somebody just did a T-shirt and it was fun, but I was getting great response from it.
Yeah, because you would get a lot of followers. Yeah.
I have a lot of followers.
I'm being sarcastic for your society.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you were rolling your eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll start one of those.
General Motors is moving into the e-bike business. The automaker this week unveiled two e-bicycles. The bikes come in two models, one compact named Meld and one that folds, dubbed Merge.
Oh,
GM
geez.
Said its Meld and Merge e-bikes are being made under the Arrive brand. That's A-R-I-V. Arrive e-bikes are launching first in Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands due to the popularity of lithium-ion battery-powered e-bikes in those markets. Now, the bikes aren't cheap. In Belgium and the Netherlands, the Meld runs about $3,100.
Jeez!
While the Merge comes to about $3,800.
Buy a scooter for that price.
In Germany, the price tags are slightly lower. Now, the bike motor enables speeds of up to nearly 16 miles an hour with four levels of pedal-assisted power. The battery has a range of about 40 miles and takes about 3.5 hours for a full charge. I've never understood e-bikes,
especially spending
this kind of money. Because if you're going to buy a bike, you're going to pedal. If not, buy a motorcycle or a moped or something.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned, a scooter for a lot less than that. Or is it because, no, I'm saving the earth?
Yeah, how? You'd be saving the earth more if you rode a traditional bicycle.
That's true. And use your own power.
Yeah, just wait until these e-bikes start catching spontaneous fire like the rest of these electric devices do.
Oh, gosh. Down the road, and people are honking and pointing, and they're just waving because they're members of the National Sarcastic Society. Tony in Glasgow, Kentucky, listens on 107.3 WBRP. Hello, Tony. Welcome into tomorrow.
Hello, Dave. Since they've done away with a Windows Movie Maker, what is another good program to make and edit movies on Windows just for PC?
Well, Tony, that's a good question. We love fielding different kinds of questions periodically, too. Depending on your needs, Microsoft's Photos may actually work for you. Photos is free. We always like to recommend free whenever possible. But it will only allow you to work on a single track, which may hinder your creativity if you're used to multi-track editing, for that matter. Shotcut is far more advanced. It's also free, but it includes filters and settings for more advanced users. For example, they have green screen specific settings. So if you like to do a chroma key kind of thing, that'll be cool for you. A good reason to check out Shotcut is that it has a similar UI to Movie Makers, which might make for a relatively painless transition since you're used to Movie Maker.
Now, that's also true of VideoPad. It's not anything close to a carbon copy, but it should be easy enough to understand for an old Windows Movie Maker user.
Now, how do you know he's old?
Well, a user of the old Windows Movie Maker.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
VideoPad will try to upsell you to a paid version, though. So if you want more powerful features, you can look into that. But whether you need them or not really depends on your use. And there are far more capable video editing systems out there, but those are typically aimed at professionals and advanced users. We could go into those, since they're the kind we use here at our studios, but if you're looking to replace Movie Maker, those would probably be very expensive and overkill.
Yeah, much more than you'd need. Like, what do you use here? A couple of different big ones.
Adobe Premiere is the main one.
Okay.
And that's several hundred dollars.
Yeah, and not anything probably that Tony would need, and that's why you mentioned overkill, in addition to being expensive. IntoTomorrow.com. We'll meet you there.
The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD, inside and out. Designed for demanding mobile workflows that require extreme portability, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop test enclosure and a protective impact absorbing bumper for added security. And with elite speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, the Envoy Pro EX provides performance for creative professionals in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Learn more at owc.com/into.
Into tomorrow, your car will drive itself. Heck, you can sit back and watch Netflix while you're driving. Well, but meantime, keep your eyes on the road, please. And keep an ear here as we drive you into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Erasmo's in the control room, H working out of New York City, here in our Miami studios.
Chris Graveline, this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Makes a big difference in your life. Trust me.
It's time for our Info History Major. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
IFA history.
In 1975, during the International Funkausstellung, better known as IFA, the first self-converging picture tube was demonstrated as a prototype by several manufacturers. The cordless ultrasound remote control was introduced. Many of us remember that as the clicker, because it actually made a clicking sound. That's where the name comes from. And Telefunken demonstrated another breakthrough technology, the first completely modular television chassis. Siemens introduced the automatic program search for television sets. Until then, channels had to be found by carefully adjusting a rotary knob, also known as Chris, the remote control, when I was a kid, having to get up and turn that rotary knob.
Chris, put it on the only other of three channels we have.
I think we got six.
Eventually.
Yeah. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
There you go. Virginia, who unfortunately also didn't tell us where she's writing from and how she hears the show. And we hope next time, Virginia, please consider calling in so we get to hear you. We want to hear you on the program. But she sends the following email, which we will attempt to address.
She says, a couple of weeks ago, all of the posts from groups I'm in stopped showing up in my feed. I'm assuming she's talking about Facebook. They are still in my notifications. I have not unfollowed them nor been blocked by the groups. They all stopped at the same time. I have tried getting help from Facebook, but they haven't responded. That's no surprise.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened and how to fix it? Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Virginia. We have to wonder, though, have you installed perhaps an ad blocker by any chance? Because Facebook is basically a media company, and they make money off of advertising, and each of us, of course. So they've taken some action to block ad blockers. Part of that action has been to confuse ad blocker software into blocking not just ads, but content, in an effort to get people to either turn off the ad blockers or at least whitelist them.
So we need something to block the ad-blocking blockers.
Correct.
Yes. Now, given that you're suddenly missing all posts and that it happened all at once while letting your notifications still work, it sounds like that's the issue you may have run into. If it is, there's not really much you can do short of turning off your ad blocker, whitelisting Facebook, or trying another one to see if they can get around Facebook's blocks. Now, this also seems like a fantastic opportunity to just leave Facebook and never look back, by the way. The best outcome here may be to take this as a sign and just walk away.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that these days, Virginia. And I understand if you don't want to do that because honestly, personally, it would be hard for me to leave Facebook altogether because I like promoting our show and I like doing fun things on there. I try to be not political and avoid that kind of stuff. But, you know, occasionally you got to do what you got to do. But a lot of people have just said it's not worth it. You know, the aggravation, the nonsense, you know, in this case, you want to block the ads. But and that may or may not be the problem, but most likely is the issue. And again, you know, unblock the ad blocker and see what happens to find out if, in fact, you did. Maybe that'll bring all of your posts back and your groups and so forth may show up. And I like the fact that the notifications are there. So then if you can find and turn off ad blocker on your browser, then maybe the group's posts will then show up. And then you know that was it.
Yeah, well, you know, knowing Facebook, this is just something they did anyway. I mean, they took away an option they had before where you could see less from a group. Because I'm in a couple of groups on Facebook that have thousands of members. Well, too many of the posts were showing up in my feed, but I can no longer show less. It's either follow them or don't follow them.
There you go. Intotomorrow.com. We hope to meet you there.
Attention.
Do you have chronic back pain, knee pain, or arthritis? If you have Medicare or private insurance like Aetna, UnitedHealthcare, Humana, or Blue Cross, you may qualify for a safe, drug-free remedy for your everyday back and knee pain, but you must call now. You may be eligible for a pain-relieving back or knee brace at little or no cost to you. These pain relief braces are ideal for back pain, arthritis, sciatica, leg pain, knee pain, and other painful conditions that make life difficult. Our associates will work directly with Medicare or your insurance company for free. Your knee or back brace will be delivered directly to your door. Imagine playing with your grandkids or enjoying tennis or golf again. Call the National Knee and Back Brace Center to qualify for your Medicare or insurance-covered knee or back brace.
Call 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179. 800-674-9179.
Do you sometimes feel like Fred Flintstone in a George Jetson world? Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help. I'm Dave Graveline. This our 23rd year bringing you further into tomorrow. Glad that you've tuned in. Thank you for joining us on the program. Thank you even more when we hear you on the program, when you call in and participate. If we can solve any digital dilemmas for you, answer any questions about anything involving consumer tech, or maybe you want to help another listener, those are always some of our best calls. Or otherwise, share your favorite app. Anyway, we want to hear you on the air. And the best way to do that, in addition to the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps, is to use the 800 number. It might be the old-fashioned way, but it still works well. And I kind of hold your hand through the process. You'll see what I mean when you call. It's a lot of fun, I promise. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Either way, we want to hear from you and then send you prizes for participating on the program. Our next guest is with a company that created the world's first coding robot for girls. She is the CEO of Smart Girls. Instead of an S at the end, it's a Z. Smart Girls, if you will. Sharmi Albrechtson. Did I even say your name right, Sharmi? How are you?
That's correct, Dave. Sharmi Albrechtson. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Glad to have you with us. I understand Smart Girls was not only on Shark Tank and you sold like 20,000 products, but give me a little more background about what Smart Girls is all about, and then let's take it from there.
I started Smart Girls actually as a personal issue of my own. My daughter was struggling in math, and I went to go and buy some applied math projects for her, including Lego Mindstorms. We came home and we tried to actually assemble the robot and code it, and I mean, just it was a total failure. I mean, she wasn't interested. She didn't like the building part of it. The interface wasn't working for her, and I thought, there's a real opportunity here, you know. When I, as a learning specialist, you know, I felt that a lot of the toys out there were really like sending the wrong messages to girls that, you know, if you want to be in tech, you have to, you know, play with either a masculine drone or robot or something that's very boring and gender neutral.
Hmm.
So yeah, she inspired me. And then when I started looking into it, I found that my daughter wasn't alone. Actually, 70% of girls, before they reach age 11, start stepping away and leaning away from STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, math. So we're losing a lot of girls at a young age.
And Sharmi, why do you think that they're stepping away? Is it for that very reason, that they think it's just not for them, or it's a little too difficult in their mind initially and no one's really encouraging them, or kind of like all of the above?
It's all of the above, but we also, you know, as a learning specialist, I wanted to really dig deep into it and find out, you know, was there any research to show the differences between the way that girls and boys learn math, and because it's really like this, you know, the stem of it all. And mm-hmm. what I found was actually there's been some research to show that girls do learn math differently, and we're using like a one-size-fits-all technique for both boys and girls, and it's obviously not working, and we're failing our girls. So, I mean, with smart girls, one of the reasons why we have a doll attached to the robot is because we want to encourage storytelling and engagement. And so a lot of our games and exercises to teach coding and math are actually using the dolls and their stories as, like, the center of the applied math problem.
Ah, okay. So you're keeping that interest, which most girls have, nothing wrong with that at all, in terms of the doll and kind of living through mm-hmm. them vicariously in some ways, and
exactly.
yet having them involve the doll with the robot and learning about that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Exactly. So we're like the first one that's actually made a robot that has like a character and a name and a story behind it and something that can fit into your world. So, I mean, if you have, you know, most girls this, you know, in this age range between 5 and 12 have Barbies and dolls in that size range, you can, you know, take any doll that you have and put it on our robot and drive it around and, you know, have adventures with it. So... we found the engagement to be very high, and we have a great community of more than 10,000 parents and kids that give us great feedback on a regular basis.
And with a 9-year-old granddaughter, I'm going to have to find out whether she would be involved as well, because she, too, has been struggling with math and just some general things at school, where something like this, it would seem to me that any child, as you mentioned your own, that was struggling with any number of things in terms of different curriculums and so forth, would probably engage something like this with a whole lot more fun in their mind and almost learn accidentally. Is that kind of an accurate statement?
That's exactly what I created it for. I mean, we didn't make it as a school product. It's actually for after school. Many of the boys have loads of, you know, really fun drones and robots at home. And the girls didn't really have anything, so they were learning maybe the basics of coding or computer science at school, but then they had nothing to practice on when they came home. And so what's fun about Smart Girls is that it connects to your iPad that you have already at home, or a tablet, and a lot of, you know, phones as well. All you do is connect, you download our software, and then the app. And within like 30 seconds, you're already beginning to start coding your robot around the room.
And when you talk about coding, for those parents who may not know, what exactly does that mean? What are they learning in terms of coding?
Okay, so coding is basically what is behind every computer program. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we're trying to teach the basics of computer science. And so, you know, even when I was a child, my mother, you know, back then thought that and realized that computer science was very important. So I learned DOS at a very, you know, young age. And it's basically, you know, learning computer science. What our robot does, it also teaches you the basics of mathematics. So, I mean, you'll learn about length and a little bit about map reading, you know, being able to maneuver your robot in different scenarios, driving forward, driving backward, learning about length. And you know, we also have it in the metric system, so you can also learn the difference between metric and imperial.
Wow. Boy, and be smarter than the boys in your class, because you got both. I love it.
Yes.
That's cool. Now, what does the robot cost itself? And then from there, you mentioned you can download the app and you can get very involved. Just to give people an idea what expense is involved here, too. We're talking about a robot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a robot with a doll and a full e-learning platform. And right now we have a sale going on. So it's $59.99. So it is one of the most reasonable coding robots on the market today, and we wanted it to be so. You can buy it on Amazon or on our website, smartgirls.com. We've got a new project with Girl Scouts of America, so the company's growing significantly.
Yeah, tell me about the project with the Girl Scouts. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, the Girl Scouts now are a partner with us. And if you look in their catalog, you'll find Smart Girls under STEM. And if you use our products, you'll be able to earn points towards getting your STEM badge.
Cool. I think the fact that they've got a STEM badge is awesome. And the fact that you can use the Smart Girls robot and doll toward that goal is even more awesomer. So I think that's amazing. And yet, unfortunately, as I understand it, we still have the lowest numbers of women, girls in general, taking some STEM education. We certainly need to bridge that gender gap. And it seems like you're doing that from ages 5 to 12 in a very fun way.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, the numbers were really surprising to me about, I mean, when we saw, I don't know if you saw the movie Hidden Figures, but, you know, in it was so inspiring to see these, you know, all these women who were actually physical computers, right? Before, like, the actual computers came into place, and they were computing, and they were loving mathematics, and then something changed in, like, the 1980s where, like, messages were given to women that computer science is really for men, and, you know, there's, I think it also was very intertwined in the gaming industry, and so a lot of women and girls don't play video games, so they weren't attracted to computer science. But I mean, computer science and you know, technology is here to stay. And if we don't have more women in tech, we're going to see some, you know, serious ramifications also for, you know, other areas that affect women, for example, like women's, you know, health. Because like all the, you know, none of the apps will be reflecting, you know, issues that are important for us.
Well, and I'm guessing, Charmy, with the success for this robot and doll combination and helping girls learn some coding and getting much more involved in science and tech and education in general and math, certainly, that you got to be working on some other things, too, for them. What might that be?
Yeah, we actually have some other exciting projects coming up. We are working on a wearables concept, so we will have, hopefully by 2019, a new headband that you can code, and some jewelry and some clothing items, T-shirts as well,
cool,
that you'll be able to change the lights on them, and they'll be pixelated. So you'll be able to code those. So the idea really is to kind of expand computer science and, you know, make it accessible and fun for girls in this age range. So,
well, keep up the good work. And you and your team are doing some unique things. And we invite our audience to visit smartgirlswithaz.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Charmy, thanks for joining us. Keep up the good work. We'll see if we can get you back on again soon, especially when you've got more new and exciting things that you're doing to help these young girls and the progress that they're making. We'd love to help you promote it further.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Smart Girls. It's SmartGurlz. So it's not just girls. It's a U instead of an I and a Z instead of an S. You get the idea. SmartGurlz.com. If you have any problem, just hit us up at intotomorrow.com and we'll link you right there to Charmy's site and you'll see what her team are up to and take full advantage of the things they have available for your girls or your granddaughters and just anyone that you know. Really neat stuff, and for $60 right now, take advantage of it by all means. Intotomorrow.com is where we will meet you. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. Call 800-213-5082. That's 800-213-5082. 800-213-5082.
Our tech conversations are missing your voice, so please consider participating with us on Into Tomorrow. You make the show. Don't think it's me and Chris and Erasmo and Horatio and Beth occasionally when she can find her car keys. Yeah, that was an interesting story. I see you laughing in the background. Took her 3 hours to find the car keys. Then she started heading over very, very late from Naples, mind you, an hour and a half. Well, the way she drives, 2 hours away to join us this week in the studio. And then there was, unfortunately, a fatal accident. Thank God she wasn't involved, but en route. And they were turning all the traffic around. And remind you, this is Naples, which all back roads and whatnot. If it's going to take her a whole other hour to be detoured, we just said, don't bother it. By the time you get here, you're not going to have any time to be on the show. And we'll just see you next week. You know where she finally found the keys?
Where's that?
After digging in the trash, even, because she thought maybe they got thrown away accidentally. This was after 3 hours of tearing up the house trying to find them. She found them in a backpack in a toy box in one of the keys.
She needs a tracker on there.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly. Remind me to see if she deserves a tracker. And then that will help her find her keys. So at least she would have known they were in the house. Because she thought one of her many pets, she's got a couple of dogs there and 300 or 400 cats. No, three cats, I think. She put them down and one of the pets picked them up and took them somewhere. So she's just tearing up the house. And then she thought, nope, it was probably a couple of little kids that were at the house yesterday. And maybe just grabbed them and were playing with them. Sure enough, had to have been, because her daughters are old enough, they wouldn't have hidden her keys in a backpack, in a toy box, in a closet.
Well, you know, I mean, I've talked about leaving my phone in the fridge, but you know, the only time I've ever lost my keys was, you know, spent the whole night finding them, and I finally found the spare house and car key, and I was leaving for work the next morning, and there were my keys hanging in the front of the front door.
Oh, great.
So I unlocked the door, left the keys in the lock, and came inside, and yeah.
So not only if somebody walked by the house and saw your keys, they'd have the keys to your house, they'd also have your car keys and everything. It could have just taken off.
Well, that's why I thank God that I live in a Fort Knox gated community.
Oh, my gosh. Woo! So, yeah, don't lose your keys. Put a tracking device on them. They're nice, cute, little, easy things that, you know, will help you find things like that. Now, I don't know if it would have narrowed it down beyond her being in the house. I don't think it would have pointed out the closet in Madison's room or something.
Well, but don't those trackers that you use beep or something?
Yes, and you can do that. And then you just walk around listening for the beep.
You know, it's like the device I used to have years ago on my keys where you would clap and then have to listen for the beep because, you know, I guess we'd hear the sound of your clap and start beeping.
Oh, you're dating yourself.
Yeah.
A clapper for your keys.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Call in, win stuff.
Oh, sorry. I always step on Cameron when he's saying thank you, but we have some items for you that are very cool, and you might want to win them. No promises, no guarantees. That's the attorney stuff out of the way. But mention it when you call in. And we'll do our best to get one of these items to you. For example, from Neurometrics, we've got Quell wearable pain relief bands to share with you.
From Newtone, a Nock smart video doorbell camera.
Ah, so it's not just Ring. We got others there, too, for you. From Monoprice, an MP Select Mini 3D printer, couple of those to share.
From WeBoost, some Drive Sleek vehicle signal booster kits.
Oh, man, these are great. We could have used one. Why didn't we use one when we were driving to Everglades City? We had, like, most of the time, no cell coverage.
Because they're for our listeners.
Oh, well, that's why. Plus, they're $300 and $400 a piece.
Yeah.
Yikes. And from Backtrack, some C6 keychain breathalyzers, so you can easily estimate your alcohol level after enjoying some adult beverages. But if in doubt, don't drive anyway.
What I like about these is it not only tells you your alcohol level, it'll tell you what time you'll be completely sober.
These will do that.
They will do that.
Oh, very cool. Join us at 800-899-4686 anytime.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Nothing is as constant as change, and that certainly describes the tech world we live in. Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help you with any consumer tech issues you may have. Call us anytime, day or night, 800-899-4686.
Don't forget that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow at our website at intotomorrow.com, and that stream is provided by streamguys.com.
Annette in Sanford, North Carolina, listening on WPTF 680. Hello there.
I have a flat screen TV, and I have Bose speakers. I'm trying to connect the flat screen to the Bose, but I don't know what type of connector I need. That is my electronic question.
Okay, Annette, we'll try to have your electronics answer for you. Bose makes a lot of different speakers, and they don't all take the same inputs, but almost all of them have a 3.5 millimeter stereo input. Now, if yours does, very likely, your TV will probably have an RCA stereo output. So an RCA to stereo 3.5 millimeter cable would do the trick for you. The cable itself will be inexpensive. You can find them online for a couple of dollars for a long enough cable, or you can pick them up at stores like Best Buy, Lowe's, even Home Depot. They'll probably cost a little bit more there, but you'll still likely be looking at less than $10 for the cable.
Yeah, and depending on your TV and speakers, you may also be able to connect them via Bluetooth. Some newer TVs have that feature, as do most speakers, but that depends on the models you own. If yours can do that, it'd be as easy is putting them both into pairing mode and selecting the speakers from some menu on the TV, and that would be free.
There you go. Let us know what works out for you, and of course, if you've got suggestions for Annette or anyone else on the program, we want to hear from you and send you prizes for participating and helping other listeners. The number to call anytime?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your App Store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.